Jones and Keefe coming up in about 10 minutes at 10 on a big day when it comes to sports. The Celtics lose, the Bruins lose, and the Patriots with the worst win in franchise history. And
so bad.
And Rob, I mean, think about it, Wiggy.
Oh, my God.
You're sitting there. The last time you had the number one pick was Drew Bledsoe mm-hmm. in 1993 or whatever yep. that was. You're sitting there with that on your plate, and then you go out and win a football game, and you set yourself back another couple of years. I know you were miserable about that. Yes,
and Ty and I were doing an event at Maria's in Haverhill. It's a really good restaurant. I don't know if you've ever been there.
Ding.
But if you do get a chance, go. Anyways,
uh-huh.
we were doing this event with all Patriots fans, and there was not one Patriots fan, you know, in the building that was like, we're watching this football game, and we're going, what the hell is going on here? We're rooting for Buffalo. You know, when they're driving the ball for them to score touchdowns, it made no sense to me that you as a coaching staff did some of the things that you did, which was kicking field goals, yep. to not lose this football game. It was so bad.
Well, Robert Kraft will talk about that and about firing Jerod Mayo and other things at one. And you can hear that here live on WEEI and on the Odyssey app. Speaking of the app, there's a new feature on the app which allows you to leave a voice note at any time should the spirit inspire you. And so Curtis's idea was that we replay some this morning.
And I don't think this has ever been done, so correct. I'm really happy that all the people online have tried to tell us that this has been done before. I hate to break it to you. Ever since Marconi created this medium, people have been communicating with radio stations in a myriad of ways.
There are some, I mean, it's just a handful of people who are suggesting that. Listen, the object is communication. That's
right.
What we do.
And that's the major.
This is a new way that you can communicate with the show. It's
right.
It's really no different than somebody
it's
calling
like sampling.
In. Or
right.
Back in the old day, we used to do the facts of the day mm-hmm. on WAAF. And people would fax in with their comment. That was prior to the text line. And, I mean, technology is always advancing.
Well, that's
at some point, I'm guessing if I last long enough in this medium, we will have people who will physically transport themselves instantly into the studio with their comments.
I would hope so.
The technology.
I think we should do this thing where people call and then offer an opinion. I don't know what you guys think.
Some of our biggest hits have been sampled from other music, so I mean,
true.
That's what you're doing.
Right, so
it is just nice if you don't like it. You don't have to do it either.
No, you don't.
That's the best part about America, you know?
So we're just going to roll these off one by one here?
Yeah, so do you want to go individually, or do you want like the compilation of them?
Okay. Then we can get grade them or see what. So go ahead and start with number one.
I'll have Monday. Hold the mayo.
Kraft devours mayo and makes it mustard. Let's see what he can do next.
Oh,
all right. The mayo, the mayo puns.
Condiment.
There are a lot of them. Go ahead.
Right. Here's how the meeting went between Jerod Mayo and Robert Kraft yesterday. Jerod walks in. Robert Kraft goes, "You're fired." Boom, neutralized.
Yes, that's the one. That's
the
winner.
Hey, Greg. This is Bill from Nantucket. Come as a bitch, Robert.
I mean, I don't know that Bill is taking any pleasure in this. Is he?
The Falcons get eliminated, get mocked nationally. Mayo's fired. He hasn't been this happy since I don't know when.
Yeah, I mean, should they have just stuck with the guy and all of his negatives, Wiggy?
Listen, I had said I get you want to move on, and I was cool that you hired Mayo, but I was on board with, like, I had no issues with Bill. I'm like, the guy still wanted a coach. We all know him, and now he's coaching at UNC.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Greg, these are the twins. I don't know, but I think we're in the wrong bag. We're in some bag. His name is Louis Vuitton, and we're stuck between these two people. One is Tammy the Tampon and Linda the Lipstick. Can you come find us? We're lonely, and we want to go back in our own bag.
That's Craig's balls. That was your balls. Remember, your balls are now.
You started that whole thing.
Your balls are now in DM's Louis bag.
Oh, I understand that.
The only balls I care about are Rawlings.
Okay. All right.
Making you solid.
This is Will from Jamaica Plain. I'm sick in bed with my dog Luna.
Okay.
Feel better.
See, I kind of like this. Like, you can give any kind of thought, whatever strikes you at the moment.
And now, what was that about? Will, is it somebody you knew?
No, it's just some guy who's all the guy who's stuck in bed with his dog.
I didn't know if it was like
he's sick. He's got the Nora.
All right.
A little more sports would be better for me, but.
Looks like Mayo's going to be spending a lot of time making sourdough bread in his future.
Well, I mean, will he get a job somewhere else?
It's how many connections does he have? I don't know, because Bill was the one who gave him his opportunity last time. Unless he's going to UNC to coach with Bill, and that don't look like it's happening.
I'm sure he's being paid out for a period of time. The suggestion was he was making $3.5 million.
I really hope it's more than that. That would be the bottom of the floor.
Yeah, but I mean, he's probably at that
first
bottom.
Year head coach. I mean,
five-year deal or a four-year deal. Maybe he got somewhere between, 12
their
million.
Coordinator's making over $4 million a year.
Who's coordinator?
In the NFL, there's coordinators.
Yeah. But, I mean, remember we went over the lowest paid coach, I think it was the coach in Cleveland, was making like $3.5 million. So, I mean, maybe Mayo's making four.
He could go back to doing media, too. I mean, I think he's good at that.
Yeah.
I think it is bull that they fired Mayo. Last week, when the fans were chanting fire Mayo, they should have really been chanting sell the team to the Kraft, because the Kraft don't do anything to make the team better.
Well, we'll see. They have another shot at it when it comes to the next head coach.
Yeah.
So that's a very important decision. Some saying the biggest decision this franchise will ever have to make, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Gerard, you bum!
I mean, piling on.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean,
kick a man when he's down, right?
And it seems like Kevin Stefanski with the Browns, $3.5 million is the lowest.
That's the lowest.
Yep.
It is too bad that Mayo couldn't cut the mustard as the Patriots coach. But don't you now, as Patriots fans, relish the fact that the team now has the chance to catch up to the rest of the league?
Yeah.
I like that. Good morning, Fitzy.
Yeah, creative.
Ninkovich definitely makes sourdough bread.
So Greg's been working on this sourdough starter. Does that mean because he grew up in Stowe right next to Sudbury, we can start calling him the Sudbury Doughboy?
I'm a Giants fan, and what happened yesterday makes me want to shake my tatas.
Same.
I actually like this little thing.
You do?
It's so
why?
Bad.
It's been done before.
It's like one of those movies. It's so bad, it's good.
Yeah,
right.
Well, people will get better.
Yes.
Well,
I like the badness of it. I just love where it goes anywhere.
Amen.
Hey, Greg. Remember when yeast was just an infection that ruined your weekends, and now you look forward to spending your weekend growing yeast? Crazy times, eh?
That was a good one.
That was so good. Drinking a lot of cranberry juice.
A lot of creative people, a lot of funny people who listen to this show.
Oh, boy.
That was pretty good.
Hey, Greg, it's Bullet. Looks like DM stole both our balls.
That was good, too.
Yo, that's a good one.
Hey, good morning, show crew. Hey, I just had a question. While we're on the topic of firing people, can we also just get rid of Curtis, too, please?
Oh, yes!
Sucks.
Not nice.
Curtis is going nowhere. Got a new contract.
Yeah. Yep. Lucrative.
Yeah. Very.
Yep. Lucrative long term.
That's how Pudge flies private.
Yeah, well, flew. Well, he's going north. He's going up to heaven.
Well, Pudge flied private. Flew private.
It's okay.
There you go.
And James now flies private.
He sure does.
Hey.
Sorry,
I forgot
he had passed.
It's okay.
You're still mad that James wouldn't give you a high five yesterday?
Well, he gave me one.
No.
One. In the beginning, he gave
me one.
He did.
Well, it was kind of forced. You kind of forced him to give you a high five. It was
uncomfortable. And then I said, it's okay, James. Yeah.
It was it was like your ovaries were reaching out and screaming, please give me a high five.
Oh, my God.
He's just so mobile now. He doesn't want to stay in one place,
I love it.
Sorry, do Curtis, it, Greg.
Is that it?
That's the
that
like
was
it.
Good.
All right,
I do like that.
All right, that's Hill Notes.
All right, when are we going to do that every day?
Yeah, we'll do it every
day. I like
day.
That. That is really good.
Do it every day until they stink.
Hill Notes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to go.
Oh. Yeah. I'm sorry, Curtis. I forgot Pudge had passed. It was. I'm going to think about this for the
Courtney,
rest of the day.
I'm not even in
no,
the slightest.
No, I know. I'm sorry, though. Like, I forgot that
it's,
he
it's
had.
It's okay.
It was not at all. Okay. There was no malintention.
We knew what you meant. We knew you were talking past tense.
And we mentioned Pudge, so that makes me happy.
Okay. Mm.
It's okay. All right. Well, we'll be back tomorrow
Go home
morning.
And check on your yeast.
Yeah, 1 o'clock. Yeah, I got to go home and feed the starter and stretch the – I got to go home and stretch the yeast. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Robert Kraft will speak at 1. And Jones and Keefe with their thoughts on what happened yesterday and around the NFL and everything else coming up next. Thank you for your patronage.